So it sounds like we've got some good news on the COVID bill, folks. That's going to go back to the House of Representatives for changes, and then it's going to go back to the Senate for approval. And it sounds like you can expect Senator Rand Paul to make endless and endless amendments to the COVID bill just to try to slow it down. He knows he can't stop it, but he's just trying to slow it down. I've never seen anyone like Senator Rand Paul in my life, just someone who's dedicated their life for doing literally nothing for the American people. That's Senator Rand Paul. But we're in control right now, and the question that I want to put forth is, the next election is 2 years away, so what are we going to do? What are we going to do over the next 2 years to ensure that we retain control of the House and the Senate? If we're going to deliver, obviously, for the American people, we're going to have to retain the majority. So what are we going to do? We've got things like we could balance the Supreme Court. I think that over the next 20 to 30 years, there's nothing that we could do that would be more important than doing this. And it's funny to hear that the Republicans say that the Democrats just want to pack the Supreme Court. They just want to pack the courts. If they get the majority, they're going to pack the courts. What makes it ludicrous, folks, is that's exactly what they did. Remember back in the Obama tenure when he appointed Merrick Garland to be the next Supreme Court justice, and Mitch McConnell said, you will never get to appoint and have that man approved. It'll never happen. So by doing that, by actually blocking Merrick Garland from being a Supreme Court justice that Obama appointed, by doing that, that's packing the court. That's what they did. That's where we are today, folks. They packed the court. The Republicans did it. So if it's good for them, it's good for us. And, you know, I wouldn't even do this like the Republicans would probably do themselves. I'd like to see a balance of conservative judges and a balance of liberal judges. So if you got six on one side, have six on the other. You know, let's do this fairly for the American people so they stand a chance over the next 20 or 30 years. And to their credit, I've seen Supreme Court justices like John Roberts actually cross over and support things that I would consider to be a little bit more on the liberal side, but that's no guarantee that he's going to do that going forward. So we need to have that kind of balance. The Republicans packed it. We need to undo that. So the thing that stands in the way, you know, we've had that $15 minimum wage get tossed out of the COVID bill. The parliamentarians said that you can't do it in reconciliation. Okay, that's fine. We've got two other blockades, though. A lot of people say, well, if you can't do it in reconciliation, you can't do it the normal way because we've got the filibuster. We can't do anything. Well, yes, we can. We can. And I'm going to tell you, folks, what we've got at our disposal right now. So when it comes to filibustering, there's two ways that we can overcome that. You know, when the Republicans try to filibuster, we've got the nuclear option, which I'll talk about, and we've got just simply reforming the filibuster by insisting that someone who's actually doing the filibuster stay there and stand there and do the filibuster and not pass it off to another senator who passes it off to another senator who just keeps it going and going and going. The whole intent of the filibuster is for reasonable debate, not to blockade by using it as a tool. So if you make them stand there, then you've got reasonable filibuster reform. Let's do that. The nuclear option, folks, is it basically to talk about that it's a change to how the Senate rules are interpreted. And former Senate leader Harry Reid changed the interpretation of Senate rules by using a simple procedural motion so only a simple majority could end debate. We've seen McConnell use this tactic when he had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, like, what, 800 federal judges appointed? That's what he used. That was the nuclear option. And when he got Neil Gorsuch approved as Supreme Court Justice, he used the nuclear option. And folks, the point I want to make is that Senate Majority Leader Schumer could do anything he wants to do today using the nuclear option right now. He could do anything he wants by using that option. Forget the parliamentarian ruling on the minimum wage. Forget it. Let's put it in a separate bill, push it real good, have reasonable debate about it, with common sense changes that should be made, invoke the nuclear option, and get her done. The Republicans packed the Supreme Court, no problem. Put legislation together to fairly balance the Supreme Court and push it real good, use the nuclear option, and get her done. The point here is pretty simple, folks, is that to retain our ability to help Americans as we should do. We're not only going to have great legislation that does that, but we're going to have the process in the Senate that accommodates that, or we're not going to get it done. And it'll just flip right back to the Republican side, and America won't advance. The middle class will suffer under the Republicans as it has. The tax cuts for the rich, the trickle down, none of that works. So to retain our ability to do something for Americans right now, we've got to get this done. We've not only got to have the legislation, but we have to have the procedural ability in the Senate to get it done. We can't afford to take this opportunity that we've got right now, this amazing opportunity that we have with control over the House and the Senate. We can't blow it, folks. We just can't afford to blow it. So just a few thoughts for the day, folks, and we'll talk to you next time. Till then.